Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
Our friend Jade McCarthy of the 33rd team and Sirius XM NFL Radio, generous enough to spend a few minutes talking football, because this is what we love to do, and it's perfect for National Girls and Women in Sports Day. Jade, this Tom Brady video, very emotional, struck me that this is much more final than what it was a year ago. But what's your reaction to it happening on Wednesday, February 1st?
Yeah, I think the first thing that was striking is it's 365 days after the last time we heard that Brady was retiring. So that was probably the first thought that occurred to me. But, you know, I do think, Amy, that I went back to the same place that I was last year. He was emotional. And I thought that was a positive, right? Like, you want to know that, like, this is hitting someone with its finality. But what I went back to is really just gratitude. I just feel like all of us who have had a chance to witness his 23 years of playing in the National Football League and being the champion and the leader and dedicated beyond everything. And I just feel like we all have to be grateful to have watched the greatest of all time, because that's what he is.
The older he got, the more he appreciated the opportunities, but also the more open and human he became, if that makes sense. He was no longer a football god. Instead, he became someone who would be self-deprecating, who would not only admit to his own faults and would kind of joke about those, but was more willing to, like with his podcast and Jim Gray, more willing to give us a peek behind the curtain, if you will, about being a father, being a husband, and now obviously going through some really personal challenges in his life. We got to see more of the real Tom Brady the last few years.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I don't know if that's just the nature of growing older and being more comfortable with who he is or who we are. I think that happens to a lot of people as they get a little bit older, right? Like, I feel like sometimes I hear people who are older than me who are like, man, I wish I had felt this way when I was 20 or 30. And maybe some people do. But just that sense of, yeah, this is who I am. Like, take it or leave it. It's not about what you think. It's just about me being true to myself, right? I think the other thing that is just so striking to me when you look at his career and you think about it, 23 years wow. of playing at that level of greatness, the duration of it. He missed early on in his career when he tore his ACL and missed most of the season in New England. And then he missed 4 games because of a suspension. And other than that, he never missed time.
Right.
And I've worked with so many, you know, players and former players who have said it, but availability is the best ability. Even just this season, what we saw with quarterbacks dealing with injuries along the way, Amy, and that's just something that he always managed to play through, to be ready and to put up the numbers that he did for 23 seasons and win the championships that he did and the MVPs that he did and the Super Bowl MVPs that he did. It is staggering when you think about it as a cumulative amount of information, I guess.
Yes, and his dedication, because he yeah. was so committed to his fitness and his health. But also, he recognized pretty early on that his best way to stay upright was not to get hit. I don't know if we'll ever see another quarterback who can get rid of the ball as quickly as him, so efficiently. Early on, there were some pretty dramatic Super Bowl moments, one that's more unforgettable than others, whether it's Super Bowl wins or Super Bowl losses.
I think the Tuck Rule game obviously comes to mind for so many of us just because of the conditions in which it was played and the way everything went down. I mean, it, like, you just remember, it stays in your mind. You can close your eyes and you can picture it like it's happening before you again. And then, you know, the other one that comes to mind for me, I think, Amy, and my son always sort of like rolls his eyes when I tell this story because he's become a big Eagles fan as he's gotten older. The year before, you know, Brady played the Eagles, he had that huge comeback, of course. My son was probably in kindergarten, and it was like halftime, and we were like, all right, we should probably get ready for bed. And he was like, he's going to do it. He can do it. If anybody can do it, Tom Brady can lead his team back. And he was like clad in his Tom Brady jersey and is wearing it to go to bed and, you know, the whole nine yards. And that's just one of those stories that I'm always going to remember, running down and like waking him up when the game was almost tied and being like, come in, you have to see this.
That's so funny. I love that. And actually, my perspective is different, though I would say that's the most memorable one for me, too, because I was there. It's the only Super Bowl I've ever attended in person. It's the only one that ever went into overtime. And to be in the stadium and to know the wave of emotion when you could start to feel the buzz in the crowd recognizing, oh my gosh, the Patriots are actually going to come back and win this game. It was a hallmark of my career, too. Jade McCarthy is with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Sirius XM NFL Radio, the 33rd team, which is one of my new favorite haunts on social media. Kyle Shanahan spoke Wednesday, and the questions to him were about his quarterbacks. Brock Purdy injured, Trey Lance also injured, but getting ready to be cleared for more football activities in the next 6 weeks-ish or so, maybe not quite that. And then the Jimmy Garoppolo question, if you're in the Niners brain trust, what do you think is the best path forward?
I think they have to get as much information about Purdy as they can, right? Like, what is it going to mean in terms of the surgery? What is the recovery going to look like? I was talking to a friend of mine, Dr. Jessica Flynn, who works with us at the 33rd team, and Jess and I have known each other for a long time, and Doc Flynn, NFL, if you can find her on socials. But, you know, she said, you know, there's sort of two paths forward. Is it like a full-on Tommy John reconstruction, or can you go in and do a repair? So I think first they're going to have to figure that out, right? Because there's a difference in terms of timeline as to when Purdy's going to be able to come back based upon what procedure he has to have. I think throughout the course of the season, we all kept going, again, you know, and then we all did it again, watching the NFC Championship game, of course, which by the end was like watching a team try to compete with one hand tied behind its back because they flat out didn't have a quarterback. But I do know that you look at the offensive mastermind that Kyle Shanahan is, and you feel confident in terms of whoever they decide is the best option forward is going to be in the best of hands in terms of their coach.
It's different news, but it's still all-consuming. Even in the offseason, the NFL is masterful at that. You bring up the Broncos. They finally get their man. Whether or not people believe it was their first choice or second choice, Sean Payton is headed to the Mile High City, where he'll get the chance to work with Russell Wilson. What are you hearing from your contacts at the 33rd team about this fit in Denver?
Denver was in a place where they really needed to solidify the head coaching position. There had just been so much turnover. And obviously, Russell Wilson was guaranteed to be part of the equation, given the contract that the Broncos handed to him. So it had to be someone who was going to come in, who was going to look at Russell Wilson and was going to figure out how to help them succeed with the direction that they had already chosen. And look, that defense was significant in terms of what they accomplished this past season. So it's a lot of fixing things on the offensive side of the ball. And anybody that you talk to about Sean Payton talks about how he led such a turnaround in New Orleans, of course, in his time with the Saints. And you look at his scoring numbers, and they were like bottom of the league the year before he got there. They jumped all the way up into like top 10 in the league his first year, you know, and then made market improvement into, you know, top 1-2 the year following in terms of their scoring offense. So he has already led that type of transition, and people just speak volumes about who he is as a coach, what he's going to bring to the table, and what he's going to bring to that Broncos organization.
Jade McCarthy is with us here on CBS Sports Radio from the 33rd team. Definitely check it out. Lots of great football minds that are sharing their thoughts almost immediately when news breaks. And then SiriusXM NFL Radio. So, Jade, on Wednesday, I spent, 90 minutes of my life listening to the Kelce Brothers podcast, both getting to the Super Bowl and the joy for their family, but also hearing them talk about some of the goofier moments like Travis with the post-game exultations and yelling at the mayor. And I had to Google jabroni. So you get that side of it. I know I'm an idiot, but you get that side of it. But then I can't help but contrast that with the Bengals and what was happening on their sidelines after Joseph Asai draws that late hit at the worst possible moment. There was no opportunity for the Bengals to come back from that because there were, 12 seconds left on the clock. And he put all of that shame and all of that grief on himself, only to see his teammates stand up for him. And then you had a chance to catch up with the defensive lineman, BJ Hill, who not only was encouraging the 22-year-old, but was also willing to stand and run interference and make sure he was not alone.
I had seen what happened after the game, and I was so struck by it. And one of the things that I have done throughout the season, each week on the 33rd team, is have a conversation about leadership. That display of BJ Hill was such an example of leadership to me in terms of how to be a good teammate and how to recognize that this is an opportunity to stand beside your friend, your teammate, your brother, whatever word you want to use, and say, this is not all on you. Like, this did not come down to one single play in the game. This was all-encompassing. It was what we all put out there the whole time, and I'm going to make sure that that's not your lasting impression from this season. He was like, look, like, I just didn't want him to be there alone, and I've had those moments of feeling like I missed the play, I missed the opportunity, and I didn't want him to feel like that was what he was going to walk away with. And I just knew that I had to be the guy that I was going to stand there and be there for him.
I used that audio, the clip from your conversation with BJ, on my show. And what stood out to me, Jade, is when he said, I missed on the sack. I should have been there and gotten the sack. Yeah. If I get the sack, Joseph is not chasing Patrick Mahomes out of bounds and trying to prevent him from getting any more yardage. And Joe himself said, I just lost track of where I was on the field. But BJ actually said, if I make the sack, he's not chasing Patrick Mahomes, and we're not even having this conversation.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Mike Tannenbaum, who I work with, you know, says it all the time, right? The best leaders absorb blame and deflect praise. In a way, that was BJ Hill's way of saying, okay, I'm going to absorb some of this blame, and I'm going to deflect praise. Because, you know what? Asai had a great game. Like, yes, he made a mistake. You never want to see your teammate make that kind of mistake. And what you're going to do is stand beside him and help build him back up so that next time it doesn't happen.
Oh, that is the beauty of sports, really. Jade McCarthy is with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. And that leads me right into what I think is the perfect opportunity, since it is National Women and Girls in Sports Day. And I know sports have had a major impact in my life in a bazillion ways. And it's not just about our careers. What, and this is a loaded question, what have sports meant to you in your life?
I'll say two things. One, when I go back to my very earliest memories, one of the things that I love about my own experience with sports, the first sport I watched really closely was with my great aunt, and we watched a lot of baseball together. And moreover, we listened to it a lot on the radio because that's how she grew up. But I love, the reason I tell that story on this day is because I love that in some ways my entree to sports was with a woman, right? Oh, yes, and I just think that that's really powerful. And I think that that bears repeating all the time. So I share that. And then I think the other thing that really strikes me is what I love about sports is just that they are a way to unify in times of challenge, and they're a springboard for all of us to learn and grow. And the reason that I say that is because I feel like, particularly now with the 33rd team, I just get to have these amazing conversations with, you know, different coaches and players, and I get to focus on that aspect of it. And I feel like I have learned so much from them. And in some ways, we just are so blessed to be in this position where we get to continually learn and grow, and we do it through the lens of sports. And it's really just a microcosm for life.
Mm. I think one of the things that they've taught me is that as much as it may feel like the world and the universe revolves around me, teamwork and team sports remind me the bigger perspective, and that it's never just about me.
I think it's a reminder to all of us that everything is interconnected. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had this conversation with former NFL head coach Mark Trestman, who is one of my teammates at the 33rd team, and it is all interconnected. So whatever, you know, one player is doing is going to have an impact on what the other player is doing, and so on and so forth. And then that connects the entire, you know, 60 minutes of a game. But that's true in life. Like whatever you're doing is also having an impact on all the people around you. And I think when you look at it that way, and when you take a step back and you recognize that, all of a sudden it is eye-opening in the sense of you don't have to be motivated when you start thinking about, oh, there are dominoes that fall from all of this, and whatever I am doing now and the steps that I am taking are having huge impacts on other people. And then who needs motivation when you can think that you can positively impact somebody else?
Yes. And on a day like this, there are a lot of young girls, young women who are paying attention even to what we're doing. And since I didn't have a female role model when I first got into this business, or when I decided this is what I wanted to do, it matters to me that we can help the generation, encourage the generation that comes behind us. And I say this all the time to my nieces, though they're not in broadcasting, that I'm glad they don't have to deal with a lot of what we had to deal with. That matters to me too. So even though sometimes it's not tangible evidence and we don't always get to see it, I believe that you are right. We can definitely encourage and support others too. Awesome. I love it. I knew that you would inspire me. Okay, so Jade McCarthy is everywhere these days. On the 33rd team, really good stuff with so many people who are connected to the football business. Sirius XM NFL Radio. Then she's got her own podcasts and her own projects. And so you want to follow her on Twitter at Jade McCarthy. It's good to catch up with you. It makes me happy. Makes me smile. One of these days we'll actually be in the same place at the same time. But until then, we can do this.
Yes, yes, it's going to happen. And check out the podcast Transformed with Jade McCarthy. That's just like a space where I try to provide encouragement, Amy, something that's been on my heart. I love that I get to lean into leadership with the 33rd team and cover a sport that I absolutely love in the NFL. And I get to provide encouragement with my podcast Transformed. So all in all, that feels like a lot of really rewarding spaces to be in. And I'm really grateful.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.